Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yechezkel Perek Aleph. This is the famous perek called the Maisa Merkava. The Mishnah even says in Maseches Chagiga that there are limitations about studying this. We'll better get to that at the end. But that's the second perek in Maseches Chagiga, which is called Ein Darshin. Ein Darshin Barayis B'Shlosha V'lo B'Maisa B'Rashis B'Shnayim V'lo B'Merkava B'Yachid. Right, you can't even learn Maaseh Merkava within with one person. Right, that's why is that? So because of the depths and the dangers, pashtus of studying this in a certain way. But either way, we will do our best to try to get again a surface understanding and some messages from this perek, which is impossible really for a human being to understand. As why? Because it is a description of physical description of angels of Lahavdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know the angels aren't physical and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in physical. It's one of the animamis, there's no goof, there's nothing physical that we're supposed to understand, but it's all Lesaber Esa Ozen to make us, give us some messages. So we will go through it, and especially at the end, just to mention it now already, although at the end of the parak, when we get to the top of the pyramid, we get to a description of Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says on Pasach Chav Zayin, Lo Natan Rishus Lehisbonei. You can't vote, there's no rishus to darshan this pasuk, meaning to try to figure out what this pasuk means in order to give us a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says no, and Rashi does not comment on those last couple of psukim of the parak. So we won't either be delving in, but we will focus on Chazal, we will focus on different ideas that we could gain messages, as we always do, to start off this parak, and Beis Hashem at the end, we'll talk also about the fact that this is the Haftorah for the first day of, or the day of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Shavuos in Chutz Laaretz. So here we go. Vahi B'Shloshim Shana, it was the 30th year of what? The Radak quotes 2 days, he quotes his father, and he quotes the other. Rashi also has the Targum, either this is the 30th year of the Yovel cycle, 30th of Yovel, or the Targum says, Rashi quotes this, this is the 30th year from the time that Chilkiyahu found the Sefer Torah. We know in the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the great king that caused the great Tshuva movement, the last of the great kings of Yehuda, before it all went downhill after that, but in Malachim Beis, in Perachav Gimel, it is described, in Perachav Beis, it's described that Chilkiyahu HaKohen found the Sefer Torah, and it was opened, and he showed it to Yoshiyahu HaMelech, and it was opened to the Tochacha. In Dvarim, Vayhi Kishmo HaMelech, the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Kishmo HaMelech is Divrei HaSefer HaTorah, Vayikres Begadav, and he commanded everybody. This was the Tshuva movement. Dirshu with Hashem Ba'adei, Uva Ba'adi, Uva Ada Am, Uva Ada Kol Yehuda, Al Divrei HaSefer HaNimsa Hazeh, Ki Gdola Chamas Hashem, Asher Hi Nitsa Banu, Al Asher Lo Shamu Avoseinu, Al Divrei HaSefer Hazeh, Lasus Kol HaChasuv Aleinu. So 30 years after that, 30 years since then, that is when this Nevuah, this Nevuah took place. The Abarbanel says that this is also teaching us, which we're going to see in Rashi in a couple of psukim, that Yechezkel's first Nevuah was not in Bavel. It was in Eretz Yisrael, right? It was connecting from 30 years from then, 30 years since they found the Torah. So then that's when this took place, which is a Nevuah, again, before reflecting that there was a Nevuah beforehand afterwards. We'll see a remez to that, Beis Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But either way, V'kishloshim shana b'revi b'chamisha l'chodesh, on the fourth day of the fifth month, the fourth day of Tammuz. V'ani b'socha gola al nahar kfar. I am in the gola, we don't know who the I is yet. The second and third pasuk is a parenthetical, which we'll see who the I is. I am sitting in the Gola in Bavel. We know Yechezkel, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, Yechezkel was in the Golas of the Cheresh and the Masker, which took place a couple of years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was in the Gola al Har-Nahar Kfar, on the river Kfar. What's the river Kfar? The Gemara Moed Katan says in Daf Chaf Hey that Kfar, he had Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he's able to be Zocha to have Nevuah here in Chutz Laaretz, because one can't have one without the other. That's the Gemara. Rashi quotes the Gemara here on Pasuk Gimel. Lefi she'en shechina shora al navi b'chutz laaretz ela al yedei shesharsa alav tchila ba'aretz. So therefore, this isn't a real river, Nahar Kfar, right? It's made up just to say Kfar. There's a machlokas of the Medrash, whether it's the Euphrates, Nahar Pras, or some other river. But it's either way, betocha gola al Nahar Kfar. The Mefarshim also say, Rabbi Breuer has a beautiful commentary on Yechezkel. He writes there, the message is that even the most amazing visions, you know, could be had anywhere in the world. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael is the source of it all. But what should it think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned Jews wherever they are? Man is considered worthy of receiving divine revelations, even in the Gola, even in exile, far away from the soil of God's sanctuary. Mortals can attain the presence and nearness of God. And Anochi Betzara, Shchinta Bagalusa, as it's described, there's a big discussion in the Zohar, also relating to this whole parak, the Zohar writes about the Maaser Merkava, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. Tanina Amar Shimin, but he shaita Akar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chol Pamlaya. He told all of his, he's about to do the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. He tells all of his Malachim, let's go to Chutz, let's go to Bavel, because we have to show them that, you know, we still have the relationship and we still have the love, and I haven't totally rejected them. V'chomad gali bershuse gali v'tanina b'chol aser di Yisrael galu taman shchita galsa imhon. And that's a major message of this amazing nevuah that takes place that Yechezkel sees in Bavel. And what happens? V'nibesol chagala al-hanar kvar niftechu hashemayim. The heavens are open to me. V'era maros elokim, and I see a vision, an appearance of God, a godly vision. Doesn't mean Avashem. The Radak just says Elohim just means an amazing vision. Whenever you want to say something amazing, so you just connect it to the word Elohim. Maros Elohim, like he quotes by Yonah, Ir Gedola Lelohim, or Arze Kel, right? The cedars, they're as big. That's connecting. Or Rashi quotes, what does it mean, Maros Elohim? Ba'aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira. Al shem shaloha yaro baspaklaria meira kore osa maros elokim. Ke'en chalom velo mamish, says the Rashi. V'chol ha'neviim av heim b'toch aspaklaria she'ena meira rohu. All the neviim saw through this what's called aspaklaria she'ena meira, not a clear, exact vision, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was different. We know the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah at length the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, all Nevi'im saw Bachalomo Bamara, Umoshe Rabbeinu, Vahu Arva Omeid. Shnei Amar, Bavo Moshe Elo Abawela, Daberi Toba, Yishma Sakol, all Nevi'im are de Malach, and they saw it B'mashal V'chida, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe El Pe Al Daberbo, Tzvunet Hashem Yabin. Number three, everybody else was like scared and Nifhal. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number four, who started the conversation? All of the Nevi'im was only Amos Nabi B'chol Isha Yirtze, Moshe Rabbeinu Enokin, El-Koz Masha Yachbots Ruach HaKodesh Lavashto, V'Nevuah Shore Olav, V'Chulu, and that's the Rambam, and again, he has a lot more there as well. He talks about it in Pirshe Mishai, says Sanhedrin 2. But that's what the Rashi says here, that this is Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira, that he sees it with. I saw a beautiful, just Drush in the Biyuri Chasidus, the last five words here, Niftechu HaShamayim V'ere Maros Elokim, Rashi Tevos Emuna. Emuna. If somebody has Emuna, then they're able to be Zochet to see Maros Elokim. Right? We just have to have Emuna. Right? We think only Yechezkel sees. If we have work deep in our Emuna, Maros Elokim. B'chamisha l'chodesh, hi yashana ha-chamishas l'golos l'melech yo-yachin. The fifth of the month, how does this work? We just said on the fourth. So the Befarshim figure out exactly what day it is. Hayo haya dvar Hashem el Yechezkel ben Buzi ha-Kohen. Here he is. Yechezkel ben Buzi, from the Mishpach of Kohanim, Be'eretz Kazdim al Nahar Kvar. Again, Nahar Kvar, it talks about in Chutz Laaretz, Vati Alav Sham Yad Hashem, and Hashem showed this vision. Here it is. Va'eran I saw. And again, all of this is very metaphoric. None of it's meant to be taken literally, even though it's described in physical ways. Va'eran, what do you see? We know it's called the Maaser Merkava. It's a chariot. Chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with angels upon angels, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, so to speak, on top. Vihine, Ruach Sa'ara Ba'a Menat Zafon. There is a strong wind coming from the north. Right, it's a remez to Bavel. Right, Bavel is going to come attack from the north. Anan Gadol Ve'esh Mislakachas V'Nogal Osaviv, a lot of fire. U'mitocha Ke'en HaChashmal Mitocha Esh. And there is Ke'en Chashmal. When we see the word Chashmal in the Navi, we should not think about the modern word chashmal, electricity. It has nothing to do with that. Chashmal is an angel. Chashmal is an angel, right? The Mesudas David says it's chashmal because chash means we should be silent. Mal is from the word to talk. So based on the Gemara and Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel, we should be silent and not talk about what we might try to talk about. That's even chashmal because we can't understand it. The Gemara tells a story in Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel Amen Aleph, that there was a child, Maisa Betino Gechach, Ayakore Bebeis Rabo, Besefer Yechezkel, Vayamavin Bechashmal. He was maven, whatever that means. He understood in chashmal, v'yotza eish me chashmal v'sarafto, did not end well. U'bikshu ligno sefer Yechezkel. They were going to put sefer Yechezkel away. Amalam chananya ben chizkiya. What? Because you have one exception, you're going to be gonez, a whole sefer in Tanakh? There's a lot of messages that we need to understand from it. And therefore, we just have to guard it properly and learn it properly. So, Chashmal, though, is an angel. And there are four images of Chayos. They all have a figure of man. What exactly does that mean? There's a connected to a human face, even though it's going to say that there are four different faces in a couple of psukim. Four faces, four wings. The Mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak, the Marlbim, all of the Mefarshim, try to figure out exactly how many creatures there were in the image, and how many faces were there altogether? Four faces on four, which is 16, 32, 64. There's a lot of questions how to read all of these. So, okay. But either way, here it says clearly that there are four wings. Four wings. If you look in Yeshayahu, in the sixth parak, I think it is, where he has his Maisa Merkava, so it says that there are six wings there. Here is four wings, and there are six wings. So the Gemara talks about this in Chagiga, in that same Gemara, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. What's the difference between Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu? So the Gemara answers, Lokasha, Kam Bezman She Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Kam Bezman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Right? When there's a Beis HaMikdash, there are six wings. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's only four wings. It's only four wings. Kaviyachol Shenismatu Kanfei Hachayos. Kaviyachol, right? It's less. It's minimized, because there's less Kvot Shamayim in the world, and there's less. That's what the wings symbolize. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses this in an unbelievable piece in Parshas Vayeschanan. We've mentioned this in other contexts, and that is, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. Those are six words. So that's parallel to the six wings of that's spoken about in Yeshayahu. What's lacking now in Galus? Kvod Malchuso. Kvod Malchuso. So that's why those are the two wings that are missing, based on a Gra. And that's what the Gra says in the Siddur. Avnei Elio, when we daven on Yontif, Avinu Malkeinu, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. Because Kvod Malchus, what's what we're davening for? Because that's what we're missing, Bizman Hazeh. Right? We wish we had it. We're missing. We only have four wings. We don't have six wings. That's Kvod Malchus. And that's what he continues. It says, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. That's the Aramaic to Baruch Shem Kvod. But we don't have it. Right? We don't have Kvod Malchus. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach, the Olam, we don't have Kvod Malchuso, because that's the Golus form of Baruch Shem. And we daven for the day that it will be clear and it will come back. That's Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Veschanan in Vav Dalet on the Parsha of Shema. But either way, that's the four wings and the six wings. We continue for Aglaim Regel Yeshara, Pasuk Zion. They have Regel Yeshara. Rashi quotes Tudeas, that means they put their legs together so it's like one. That's also quoted in the Gemara in Brachis and Daf Yud and Shulchan Aruch. That's why we put our legs together by the Amida, because we want to be like Malachim when we daven. Rashi also quotes, maybe it means they don't have a bend. They don't have a bend, they don't have a knee, because they have to go anywhere. Malachim exist, they don't run anywhere. The Kaf Raglim, Kaf Regel Egel, either they have a regel like an Egel or a go round. The Notesimke and Nechoshes Kalal, something shiny. Videi Adam Tachas Kanfeim, and under these figures there are human hands under the wings. Alabas Revehem Upreim V'Kanfeim Larbatam, and there are faces to each and there are wings to each. Again, you see it's somewhat confusing. It's very confusing in terms of how many wings and how many faces. What are they connected to? Chovros Isha Lachosa B'Kanfeim. All the wings connect to each other. Either it means, Rashi says, that when they open their wingspan, they're all touching, or part of it is used to cover themselves. The Abarbanel suggests maybe it connects to the Achdus that the Malachim feel. The Karazel, Zev, Yamar, they're all connected in their Shlichos of Hashem. Lo Yisabu Belechton, Ish El Ever Panav Yelecho. They don't have to turn wherever they go, because they're facing in each direction. They have a face on each side. They could just go, right, symbolizing their unlimited mobility. Udemus Peneyem Pene Adam. Here we go. What are their faces? Four faces. Pene Adam, Pene Aryeh El Yamin, Larbatan, Pnei Shor Me'asbo, Larbatan, Pnei Nesher, Larbatan. The four faces that are described here, a Nesher, let's translate a Nesher as a vulture. Some say it's an eagle, let's say it's a vulture. A vulture, an ox, a lion, and a person. Those are the four faces on the chariot, so to speak. Rav Asher Weiss discusses in the Minchas Asher in Vayetze, also an amazing piece, where he mentions that Yaakov Avinu, it says that the Malachim were going up and down on the ladder, Olam Yardimbo, they were going from the Kisi HaKavod and they were coming down. Chazal say that the face on the Kisi HaKavod, on the chariot, on the Ma'asim Merkava, was Yaakov Avinu. They were going up and they saw Yaakov Avinu Lamawa, and they were going down, Yaakov Avinu Lamata, Yaakov Yaakov. And that's what they were so amazed about. Right, they saw Yaakov Lamala, they saw Yaakov Lamata, and symbolizing that Yaakov completed and perfected himself. And that's maybe connected, unbelievably, to the Lashon in Shabbos, when Moshe is scared to talk to the Malachim, and the Malachim say, don't give the Torah, we want to keep the Torah. Hashem says, Achoz b'kisei kvodi, and give them a tshuva. V'achzer lahem tshuva. What does that mean? Hold on to the Kisi HaKavod. Hold on to the message of the Kisi HaKavod, meaning Torah and life is about human beings perfecting themselves and being all the potential that they could be. Like Yaakov is Lamata and Yaakov is Lamala, and that's exactly what gave Moshe Rabbeinu the strength, and that's what the Minchas Asher discusses in Parshas Vayetze. Again, these four faces that are on the Kisei that are on the Kisei HaKavod. Right, that's the, again, I'm not going to read so much inside, just to be able to cover. Anyway, so you have these four faces on the chariot. The beginning of the pasuk does say, Udmus Pneim Pnei Adam. There is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Yuma says that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim to do the Avoda, nobody's allowed to be there. Lo Yavo, El HaKodesh, nobody's allowed to be there. But even, the Yerushalmi says, in Aleph, Hey, and Yuma, even Malachim, who have a demus of Adam, Ko Adam, Lo Yevo El Moed, not only person, Ko Adam, based on our Pasuk, Demus Pei and Pei Adam, even Malachim are not allowed to be there. Right? It's a special time when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. And we continue wings are split, and they cover their bodies, and they cover their other wings. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Utemus HaChayos. Now we get into Chayos. Chayos, the Rambam has 10 levels of angels, of Malachim, in Yesod HaTorah. The Rambam says Chayos are the highest level. Utemus HaChayos, Marim Piach Le'esh Boros. They're like fire. Like, why are they like fire? The Malachim says, a Malach is his Shlichus, and because they're now going to burn down the Beis HaMikdash, they are like fire. Boros kemare halapidim, he mislahalechas benachayos. This fire going in between them from one to the other. Venogalesh benachayos he barak, and there's lightning that goes out. Vahachayos ratzova shov. Quoted by many of the Bali Musar. They run back and forth, Kamara Hebazak. What is that? We run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we run from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ava and the Yira, like the Rambam describes, in Uchaz Yisod HaTorah, in Beis Beis. We look around the world, and we have tremendous Ava, and we have tremendous Yira. And we go back and forth, and back and forth. That's Ratzova Shav Kamara Hebazak. But that's the highest. The Chayos are above, in this chariot. Now the Perek is about to go into the second level of Malachim. Right? This is where the Rambam got it from. In Perek Beis Zion, the Rambam says, the Malachim are Chayos, and the next one down, Ofanim, Erelim, Chashmalim, Srafim, Malachim, Elohim, Bnei Elohim, Kruvim, Ishim. All those 10. So here we have the Chayos, and now what's under the Chayos? Not physically, but in level. Bnei Ofanecha, the Ofanim, Baratei Salachayis, Larbas Panav, and the Mare Ofanim are also shining like Tarshish, Udmus, Echal, Arbaton. And all of they also have faces on all sides. Lo yisabu belechton, v'gabeyan v'gova lahem. They are very high, v'yira lahem, and they are awesome. Because they are so high, they are awesome to look at. V'gabosam meleos einayim saviv. They have many, many eyes in order to see all around them. Again, does that mean, the chas v'shalom does not mean physical, it just means they have ultimate clarity of vision. U'belechaz achayos yalchu afonim etzlam. Whenever the chayos go, the ofanim go. The chayos move, the ofanim move with them. The chayos stop, the ofanim stop with them. And that is what is described in these psukim, in repeated over and over. Obviously, it's not meant to dafka repeat. There are messages for each one, but this is the description of the chayos and the ofanim. And then finally, as we get towards the end of the perek, I hear the sound of their wings like the sound of rushing water. Like the voice of Shakai. And then there's a voice up above. There's a rakia above them. And above that, and this is what Rashi says. We have no idea. We're not going to darshan. We're just going to say the words. Kemare evin sapir demus kisei. There's a throne. V'yal demus kisei, demus kemare adam olav milamala. There's a demus. It says demus like four times here. The Mesudas David says, because it's emphasizing how far removed it is. It's a mushal of 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 a mushal. And it's infinitely removed. That's why he keeps mentioning Demus. Va'erakein chashmal kamara eish beis lasaviv. I saw, again, the chashmal, the spiritual vision, and I saw it kamara hakeshes, like a rainbow. The Malbim and the Abarbanel both say, just like a rainbow is not really there, it's just a reflection of the light in the clouds, so too, what he was seeing is not really there. It's not gashum, it's not something physical, but it's just a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Am Yisrael, after the Churban, I am still with you, in an intense and an extreme way. These are some ideas related to the description that is here in Yechezkel and Perek Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch does say, let's go back for a moment. First, the Gemara. The Gemara, as we mentioned in Chagiga, discusses that we're not allowed to study this, we're not allowed to darshan it. And the Gemara, even the Mishnah, even has a machlokas tanoim in the Brisa about whether one is allowed to read it or not. One is allowed to read it, even in shul. Our minag, as we mentioned, this is the haftorah. This is the haftorah for Shavuos. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Tzadi Dalid, Asif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Umaftir b'maisa b'merkava d'yecheskel, umesayim b'pasek b'atis in iruach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Achronim and Ogim, Bixas Makoma, Shagodlo, Vachacham, Koreas Avtora. Vesalmach Ladavar, Lobamaiser Bakava, Elam Kaino Yachacham, Umaven, Bidaito. So it's interesting that there's some Tanam that say we should never read it, and Dafka we read it. We read it on Shavuos. If you look in the safe, the Be'er Miriam, there's a Sidra on the Chagim, the one on Shavuos, on page 30, so there's an article there that talks about this, quotes the Machlokes in Megillah Daf Chav Hei, Ein Maftirin B'merkava, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Tama Isser according to the Chachamim? Either because if you study it too deeply, you might get, right, go off, like maybe Acher did, right? Or number two, just per se, one's not supposed to be involved in it. There are some things that are inappropriate for a human being to be involved in. So the first one won't be so difficult for most people who we won't understand it anyway. And maybe that's also, made Hashgacha, that many people are falling asleep during Haftorah on the first day of Shavuos after they were up all night. And everything maybe fits together. But either way, for the second reason, maybe we shouldn't be involved in it. So how are we involved in it? How did it become to be the Haftorah for Shavuos? So, a couple of suggestions in this article. Number one, maybe there's a difference between Kriya and Drasha. It says, Ein Maftir Merkava and Ein Dorshin. Going in depth. Just reading it. You're allowed to read it. It's part of Tanakh and as Kedushas Ksav. Number one. Number two, we don't understand it anyway. But number three, maybe Shavuos is different. Shavuos is the day that we have the intimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He writes here, Bayato Isuk, B'maisim Merkava B'tzibor Einena Kayemes B'Shavuos. B'reisha Mashmos HaChag, Hi Intimiyu Tanotzeret Ben Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chag Kol Kahal Yisrael Yachtov Misyachidem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nichnas Lehechalo Pnima. And we dafka read it on Maaseh Merkava. Not that we're going to understand anything, but because we have Yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we would be able to do it. Either way, we got our feet a little bit wet into Yechezkel, again, and just the messages that we could take from Perek Aleph. Baruch Hashem, we had Azchala, and then we will continue next time with the next Perek. Okay, we'll stop here.